Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast with honeyed poisonous talk about the future of Lebanon in the region. U.S. Envoy Tom Barrack is in Lebanon to consolidate the completion of the peace and normalization agreement with the Jewish entity. On July 7, 2025, in a press conference at the Presidential Palace, U.S. Envoy Tom Barrack made statements stating that, quote, Lebanon and the region have a golden opportunity that must be seized, that, quote, the time has come to change the region, and that everyone is tired of what has happened. As he put it, he also stated that, quote, security will attract investment to Lebanon, that the U.S. president affirmed his commitment to contributing to building peace and prosperity in Lebanon, and that the opportunity is available to the Lebanese to make their country the pearl of the East once again. However, this honey talk is masked by a fundamental demand sought by America, expressed by Tom Barrack in his statement, quote, Syria, which does not have what Lebanon has moved from utter chaos to hope and has begun dialogue with Israel, and everyone is rushing to reach an agreement. The issue became as clear as day. It is an expansion of the so-called Abraham Peace Accords to include Lebanon and Syria. As for the Lebanese presidency statements regarding the response to the American envoy, they expressed this as a comprehensive solution. Quote, the Lebanese president delivered Lebanese ideas for a comprehensive solution to the American envoy, prompting the American envoy to describe the response as, quote, responsible, and that, quote, the Lebanese response is within the scope that the American administration is trying to achieve. Is the American administration seeking anything other than to sign a peace agreement between Lebanon and the Jewish entity, just as it is currently attempting to do so between Syria and the Jewish entity? Is the American administration seeking anything other than to remove all manifestations of power in Lebanon and elsewhere, even if it is functional independent, yet makes it possible for any force that seizes it to accomplish what the heroic fighters accomplished in the Al-Aqsa flood on October 7, 2023, with little equipment and supplies? The most important aspect of this movement, which is invading the region, not just Lebanon, is the unified position between America and the Jewish entity in the ugliest form of colonial aggression summed up as America's new Middle East project, and enabling the Jewish entity to play the role of policeman within it. It is one colonial project. They have one common enemy in this project, and it is directed against the Islamic Ummah as a single Ummah. For both Jews and America, pursuing the process of normalization and peace with the Jews requires arrangements, the most important of which is eliminating any manifestation of power, even dormant, around the Jews. This includes the weapons of Hezbollah, including the weapons of the Palestinian camps. If these weapons had been used appropriately on the eve of October 7, 2023, or had been used before without being dependent on Iran's pragmatic political decisions and the decisions of regional states, they would have made an undeniable fundamental difference, perhaps even mobilizing armies against their regimes. However, what is happening behind the scenes is contrary to what is being shown in the media by all parties. The American envoy, in striking terms, described Hezbollah as a political party, and that what is happening is not directed against it as a political party. Hezbollah is a political party with a military aspect, and Hezbollah must realize that it has a future and that this path is not directed against it. Prime Minister Nawaf Salam declared after meeting with the American envoy that Hezbollah is an integral part of the Lebanese state. This is confirmed by the statement of Lebanese Deputy Parliament Speaker Ilyas Bou Saab in his interview with Al Arabiya on July 6, 2025. The media discourse differs from what is happening behind the scenes, and the rhetoric of intransigence on the path to negotiations is normal. Indeed, the statements of Hezbollah Secretary General Naim Qasim in his speech during the commemoration of Ashura in Beirut's southern suburb indicate matters being managed behind closed doors. Quote, resistance is one of the solutions, and with the option available, we are ready for peace, just as we are ready for confrontation and defense. confirming the unity of stance and orientations of all parties, which is aligned with America's desire for peace and a normalization with the Jewish entity, despite all the fiery statements and populist rhetoric that precedes any meeting with the enemy or its representatives. It has also become clear that President Joseph Aoun, with whom America's complete satisfaction is evident, is leading the Lebanese side down this path of surrender and normalization by resuming contact with the Jews, by first resuming the demarcation of the land border and his direct supervision of the withdrawal of Hezbollah's weapons from south and even north of the Litani River. Then what was leaked as a prelude to concluding a surrender and normalization agreement with the Jewish entity by activating Article 52 of the Lebanese Constitution, which stipulates that, quote, the President of the Republic shall undertake the negotiation and conclusion of treaties in agreement with the Prime Minister, and they shall not become binding except after the approval of the Council of Ministers. Treaties shall also be brought to the attention of Parliament when the interests of the country and the safety of the state so permit, indicates the path pursued by Lebanese authorities from the very top. It is a path toward liquidating the Palestinian cause and ending the state of hostility with the Jews. Muslims of Lebanon, we say it clearly, what the Lebanese government is doing from the very top of its hierarchy through the political and media outlets that promote it is humiliation, insignificance, cowardice, disgrace, and surrender to a usurping aggressive entity that betrays covenant and agreements. It cannot be described as anything less than that regarding a fundamental issue of Muslims that these people seek to abandon under flimsy pretexts, such as the Beirut summit resolutions, the Arab consensus on surrender, or the surrender of those Palestinian organizations they claim to be the owners of the cause. The result of all this is the signing of a treacherous agreement with the Jews under the pretext of national interest. One of the most prominent features of American policy in the region in order to preserve its interests is the consolidation of the Jewish entity and making it an integral part of the region. The rulers of harm, the rulers of the Arabs and Muslims, conspire with it in this, so that the treason of which the deceased Sadat was accused, and he was, becomes a public policy of these rulers. O Muslims of Lebanon, the idea of disarming the Jewish entity, disarming it at the hands of America and the Jews, is a known sin, because the original intention is to continue fighting the Jews and harming them. Jihad continues, especially in the heartland of the Muslims, the Levant. Salma ibn Nufail narrated, a conquest was granted to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I went to him and said, O Messenger of Allah, the horses have been let loose and their weapons have been laid down. The war has laid down its burdens. And they said, there is no fighting. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَذَبُوا أَلَا إِنَّ جَاءَ الْقِتَالِ أَلَا إِنَّ جَاءَ الْقِتَالِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى يُزِغُ قُلُوبَ أَقْوَامٍ يُقَاتِلُونَهُمْ وَيَرْزِقُهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ حَتَّى يَأْتِي أَمْرُ اللَّهِ عَلَى ذَلِكَ وَعُقْرُ دَارِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الشَّامِ. They lied. Now the fight has come. Now the fight has come. Indeed, Allah the Exalted and Majestic causes the hearts of people who fight them to deviate, while Allah provides for them through them until Allah's command comes to pass. The heart of the believers is Asham. But these Lebanese and Palestinian weapons, which lost their purpose and were directed at the hearts of our brothers and families in Lebanon and elsewhere, distorted the very concept of weapons and the very origin of their use and bearing, until its removal became a demand of the general public, without distinguishing between whether they were directed against Jews or Muslims. This notion was reinforced and fueled by the failure to use these weapons at the appropriate time and in the manner required on the eve of October 7, 2023, and beyond, during the grave events that befell the region. Despite all this, the only correct solution to the Jewish entity remains its removal from the land of Palestine and from every place where its hand, drenched in the blood of Muslims, has extended. Removal by force. However, this removal seems impossible without removing the ignorant rulers surrounding Palestine, the rulers of harm installed by the infidel colonialist West, who continue to dominate the Muslims. Here you see how these rulers obstruct your support for the honorable people of Gaza with force and brutality in order to preserve their thrones. They openly commit sin by communicating with the Jews before your very eyes. They restrain armies from taking practical action to support those working to establish the second Khilafah, caliphate based on the Prophet's teachings, which possess the true will to fight the Jews. Netanyahu, aware of the danger of this, could only express his fear of it and its emergence on the shores of the Mediterranean. He vowed to confront it and prevent its emergence anywhere, and it will surely emerge, Allah willing, in spite of him and his guardians, the traitorous rulers, at the hands of the servants of Allah Almighty, who pray day and night to fulfill the promise of Allah Almighty and the glad tidings of his Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. In conclusion, what the Lebanese authorities and the rulers of the region in general, and the Levant in particular, are doing and pursuing is reprehensible, forbidden, and a betrayal of Allah, his messenger, and the believers. Only those with an interest in their own affairs or a hypocrite who flatters these regimes would dispute this, selling the religion for worldly gain. Allah Almighty says, وَلَا تُجَادِلْ عَنِ الَّذِينَ يَخْتَانُونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ خَوَّانًا أَثِيمًا. And do not advocate for those who wrong themselves. Surely Allah does not like those who are deceitful, sinful. An-Nisa 107. It should not pass without the silence of the people, the decision makers, and the people of power over it. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ رَأَ مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرُهُ بِيَدِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. Whosoever of you sees an evil, let him change it with his hand, and if he is not able to do so, then let him change it with his tongue, and if he is not able to do so, then with his heart, and that is the weakest of faith. Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya, Lebanon.